Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm a little emotional right now. Every night at these sold-out shows, y'all, it's surreal to us. People come up and Kix will go, like, how many of you are first-time Brooks and Dunn fans at a show? And 80% of the audience raises their hands. So we'll take this and try to make you proud.
Take a breath, John.
That's Brooks and Dunn winning their record-setting 20th CMA Award last night. And congratulations. Truly a legendary act.
They are.
Honestly, sincerely, some of the best songs in the history of country music. And what a voice, and I'm being sincere.
However, they've
got more than any artist in history now. And congratulations, well-earned, if it was the early 2000s. I'm sorry. Yeah, we're going to get catty this break about last night's CMA Awards. There's a lot of good moments, a lot of nice surprises, mm-hmm. and a lot of well-deserved awards.
Yes.
Except this one. And I'm not ripping on Brooks and Dunn.
No, it's not. But listen, it's just not...
How many times do we have to go over this, for the love of God? And the fact that they... I'm sorry, aren't up there saying, Dan and Shay, you had one of the biggest songs of the year last year.
Or how maybe... about Brothers Osborne? I mean, and they're smiling and they're clapping. I mean, obviously they admire them, but you know it has to sit in their brain.
Yes,
like,
yes,
why are
yes.
they...
Why? Exactly.
The best thing that could have happened last night is when they got that award, they would have said, thank you, we love you guys so much. It's so great to meet all new fans of country music who become fans of ours. But you know what? It's time for us to retire in this category and allow others to have a chance.
Instead, it was the exact opposite.
Kix Brooks said, someone had asked him, don't you ever get tired of this? And he said, no, we don't.
Listen, this is becoming beating a dead horse. Just another issue I have with the CMAs, which is why, of course, I'll never get a CMA. So with that in mind, let's get catty about last night's CMAs.
Sure.
We'll get the nice stuff out of the way after
hour?
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
First of all, Ronnie Dunn, bro, you're 72. Let's stop getting your outfits at Hot Topic, okay?
Oh, my God.
Seriously. I mean, dude, I'm sorry. I don't mean to age bash, but let's dress appropriately.
Okay.
Second of all, Megan Maroney, did you actually fall into the spray tan vat?
Oh, no.
She reminded me of that episode of Friends when Ross keeps getting the spray tan.
Yes.
No, I'm not even joking.
Oh, my God.
She looked like a photo negative next to all the people on stage with her. It was nuts.
Oh, my God.
And keeping that in mind, bros, what is with the beard dye? Ronnie Dunn, I get it. You're Moses. But even like Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray, no one's buying that, bro. In fact, I asked ChatGPT to write me a little song about last night's CMAs.
Okay.
It's called Beard Dye and Spray Tans.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Pulling up to Nashville where the cameras flash. Everyone's looking fancy on a rhinestone dash. Cowboys in line trying not to sweat because their beards ain't real. They just look that jet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you like it so far?
Oh, my God.
This is actually pretty good. Better than This Is How We Roll. It's the Beard Dye Spray Tan Show, where the glitter's thick and the egos grow. It's country, honey, but a little more glow at the Beard Dye and Spray Tan CMA Show.
We're putting that in our submission for the ACMs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think the CMAs are going to give us away.
Yeah, love it. All right. right, at 8:05. There were some sweet moments last night and some wonderful moments, so we'll hit all that at 8:05.
833-287-1037. Call right now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and we'll send you to see Parker McCollum at Viejas Arena on the campus of SDSU. 833-287-1037. Who knows? You might win $100 playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy.
Yes.
If it appears that I'm in pain while moving or standing or even breathing.
Okay.
It's because I am.
What happened?
Sam happened. That's what happened.
What did your girlfriend do to you?
It looks, the way I'm moving, it looks as if she kicked me down several flights of stairs. But she just took me to a Pilates class again. Sam is intent on getting me back to my fighting shape, okay? Before back surgery, before all that. And I have no flexibility because of that. And Pilates is something I've been told for years can help with that, as every Pilates instructor has told me for years.
It's tough, but it's so good for you.
Working out isn't easy. It's right there in the name. Mm-hmm. Work.
Yeah.
Okay? But... And I'm sure, as anybody who's started, it's only my sixth class, okay? That's why my body is, like, revolting to me. Not like, kind of is still, but like...
Oh, my God.
No, but by revolting, like, what are you doing?
Gotcha.
We haven't moved forever, and now you want me to do what?
Yes, we quit.
Right? So I'm in a lot of that right now. And there's also a lot of obvious ego, and I hate feeling like I suck at something.
Sure.
Usually, and this is not something I brag about, like golf. I sucked at golf. So guess what I did? I stopped playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was really good at baseball. So I kept playing baseball. And shame on me for that. And I want to quit Pilates because it's painful. Yeah. And I suck at it. And I look like a big blob on a moving table.
Okay, now
but
stop.
I do. Wait, hang on.
Hang on. I totally get it. We all think that we look awful when we're doing it. First of all, nobody cares because you know what they're worried about? Themselves.
So we're at this last class, and it's a stretch and sculpt class, which you're going to stretch your body, which is really something I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should stretch. And I'm instantly dripping sweat. And we're doing things that, I don't know, like there's a big ball I'm squeezing between my legs. I'm squeezing this wheel and I'm moving. And I'm looking at Sam and she's looking at me. And I'm like, why is this so hard? And I wasn't the only one struggling. You know, there were a couple of newbies there. We're like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
I think she kind of thought, I mean, she had her advanced class there because all of a sudden, halfway through, maybe the fact that I almost died.
She almost died.
Everything kind of got more mellow. Like, okay, I think she might have just, it dawned on her, this is the stretch class. This isn't the, I don't know, soon-to-be Navy SEAL class. And
or you're just feeling like that. You know, it's funny, John, because my youngest daughter, Morgan, is in the same boat as you. She decided to jump into my gym for the 30-day challenge. And she's never done that kind of a workout before. And with all the weights. And trying to control her body, you know, when you're using dumbbells and kettlebells and all that. And she looks like a baby giraffe when she's trying so hard.
I think that's
you feel like it must have been too advanced. And I'm sure you're going to feel much more confident after you get at least a dozen of those classes under your belt.
That's the thing. I have to keep going. I'm not going to put myself through this pain and my ego pain as well without improving on something.
You'll do fine.
Okay. All right.
It's weird. It's stuff that you've never done before and moving your bodies in ways that you haven't done in a very long time.
Sam and your body's
like, I don't remember
exactly.
This.
Exactly. Hey. What are you doing? Sam and I went out to lunch afterwards, and the server, bless her heart, she looks at me. She goes, how are you? I go, can I get some ice cold water, please? I just got Pilates. I'm dying. She goes, I teach Pilates. Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
I'd like another server, please.
Yes.
I didn't ask you. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
I set out to Aspen in Ramona. Hi, Aspen.
Hi, good morning.
Man, I wish I had a super neat name like you. Aspen. Cool, man.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Aspen, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Aspen, 5 pop culture questions. You managed to get more right than Tam. You get $100. Also want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy.
Got it.
Aspen, a new parody country song just dropped. It's called Cold Beer, and it's a mashup of 50 different country artists singing the phrase cold beer over and over.
No.
It features a drop from the song Beer Never Broke My Heart from this artist.
Luke Combs.
Which animated Netflix movie about a K-pop demon-hunting girl group became a major cultural phenomenon in 2025?
K-pop Demon Hunters?
The Simpsons killed off longtime church organist Alice Glick on Sunday. She's been a cast member for 35 seasons. What fictional town do the Simpsons live in?
Oh, I know this too. Aw, oh, dang it, I can't think of it.
Okay. While making this 2003 movie, actress Mary Steenburgen admitted she ate spaghetti with maple syrup. She said, I've had worse. What's the movie I'm talking about?
Is it Elf?
Ashley Tisdale is using her married name for her new business venture. Ashley was a co-star in High School Musical. What was her character's first name?
Sharpay Evans.
Look at you showing off, girl. Let's get Tam back in. So, Aspen, what's going on with you today?
I'm actually just got to work. I'm sitting in the parking lot so I can do this.
Aspen did really well. 4 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, Aspen.
No, wait.
Nice job, indeed. Tammy, a new parody country song just dropped. It's called Cold Beer. It's a mashup of 50 different country artists singing the phrase cold beer over and over.
My son sent that to me, and he said, by the way, this is how I think every country song sounds.
Cold beer, cold beer, cold beer,
cold beer,
cold beer,
cold beer,
cold beer,
with a nice cold beer,
with a nice cold beer.
I love cold beer.
I have to send him some country to help him understand.
The song features a drop from the song Beer Never Broke My Heart from what artist?
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs kicked off the CMAs last night in fine fashion. Mm-hmm. Man, the guy's got a voice. This just in. Man can sing. 1-1. Which animated Netflix movie about a K-pop demon-hunting girl group became a major cultural phenomenon in 2025, Tammy?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
That is right. When producer Jessica's right, she's right. She clued us into that before anyone even heard of K-pop or Demon Hunter. 2-2. The Simpsons killed off longtime church organist Alice Glick on Sunday. She's been a cast member for 35 seasons. What fictional town do the Simpsons live in?
Springfield.
Springfield. Aspen could not come up with it. The one that she missed. 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, while making this 2003 movie, actress Mary Steenburgen admitted she ate spaghetti with maple syrup, says, I've had worse. What's the movie?
Elf.
Elf is right.
She seems like the sweetest person. Mary Steenburgen, when you watch her in interviews, she's just
We've interviewed her before on the show.
Oh, that's right. We did, didn't we?
We did.
Yes.
She's marvelous.
Yeah.
4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Ashley Tisdale is using her married name for her new business venture. Ashley was a co-star in High School Musical. What was her character's first name?
It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, Aspen was a show-off. She knew first and last. Give it to us, Aspen.
Sharpay Evans.
Sharpay Evans. All right, well, today we finish with a tie, and sadly, Aspen, all ties go to Tammy, so we can't give you any of her money, but we are going to set you up with something pretty cool.
A pair of tickets to see Parker McCollum. He will be at the Viejas Arena on June 18th.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Aspen, have a wonderful day at work. Enjoy your time. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Oh, thank you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Would you like another reason to come out to our final John and Tammy Food Fund this afternoon, 4 to 6 at Fraser Farms in Vista, besides, you know, the obvious, which is getting as many food donations as we can?
And possibly walking away with tickets to KSON's Sold Out Country Christmas show.
We got a couple of great things. We're going to debut the Dancing Tammies. More about that in a bit. Uh-huh. But we're also going to see if maybe we can get Tammy to say something completely stupid again.
What?
Oh, I always have to hear this. Tammy is so smart with that Tammy College of Hollywood knowledge. How does she do it? Am I wrong?
No, people say that, and I always explain it's just useless stuff rattling around in my head.
Well, you don't have to explain it anymore, because I got proof that you're not.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know what they said on Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge? My daughter's a teacher. She's like 6'7".
Your daughter's 6'7"?
No, she's 6'7". She says the kids say it
six
all.
Seven. Oh, gotcha.
Your daughter's 6'7"?
Yeah.
Your daughter's 6'7"? Does she play for the WNBA? I've never seen something completely fly over your head.
Oh, my gosh, and you're John. Like, and the best I can't part, believe you recorded that.
I can't believe it either. Usually I'm too late to the button. Not this time, baby. Just in case you think Tammy's all that all the time. Your daughter is 6'7"?
Oh, my God.
As stupid as a 6'7" thing is,
yes.
I think we found something stupider.
My God, you are so hoping that something at the food fund today happens like that, aren't you? Oh, my God.
I can't wait to see what happens today.
Oh, my God.
Fraser Farms in Vista, 4 to 6. What comes out of Tammy's mouth? Who knows? Your daughter is 6'7", as I live and breathe. That's a tall drink of water. Thanks for your donation.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I thought that.
So great. So great. Please come out to Fraser Farms in Vista.
You don't have to be 6'7".
Whatever your height, please come out today to give Tammy some crap and to watch the debut of the Dancing Tammies.
Oh gosh, if I say something dumb in front of them.
Hey man, welcome to the club.
You are really making sure that this one is more about me, aren't you?
4 to 6, Fraser Farms in Vista. Let's stock the shelves of the San Diego Food Bank. Can't believe she's 6'7".
Oh, my God.
Breathe.
Oh, my God, stop. You can find directions and what you can donate at KSON.com.
Someone had a date night last night. I know it wasn't me.
Not me either. I actually had a date night, which is wild.
Now, that means you and your husband went out or you ate dates.
We went out. We did the whole thing. We got a babysitter and a whole thing.
Can't believe you laughed at that stupid joke, but thank you.
So what, a romantic dinner? Maybe a movie?
No, I think I did last night the nerdiest thing I've ever done in my life.
Now, wait a second. You're a Star Wars freak. You're a Marvel freak. You're a Disney freak.
I go to comic conventions all the time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you painted yourself green. You just saw Wicked. Nerdier than all that?
Yeah, no. I went to Dungeons & Dragons, the 20-sided tavern. It is a live Dungeons & Dragons show.
Wait a second. Is it a bar?
Is it a show or is it a bar or is it...
No, that's the name of the show. It's the 20-sided tavern. Yeah.
The 20-sided tavern.
Yeah.
Any Dungeons & Dragons nerd knows that's the 20-sided die is what they make their moves with. Come on now.
Let me tell you, I know nothing about Dungeons & Dragons. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen it in stuff, but I've never really learned about it.
My youngest son is a Dungeons & Dragons player, mm-hmm. fanatic. He actually flew back here one time to have his dad help him build a custom box for all of their cards store them.
Is he a DM?
I don't know what DM is.
Duh, Dungeon Master.
I don't know.
Is he a PC?
I don't know.
Player character.
Okay.
Come on.
Stop reading off a list, John, like you know what you're talking about. But that's as far as I got. I know that they have a lot of fun with it, and there's a whole group of friends that have stayed friends for almost 20 years because of this love of that.
This is what, and there was a lot of those kind of people at this thing last night. Mm-hmm. Jeff has played a few times. I've never played. Not that I wasn't interested in it. I wanted to learn at one point, never did. To be frank, I didn't know if I even wanted to go.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun in a way, though.
Sure.
Take it from me. I love exploring new things.
Yeah.
I mean, I think most of us, if we're not players, the only introduction we've had to that is if we were watching The Big Bang Theory, because they played that a lot on the show, and that's pretty much what we know.
Yeah, or Stranger Things. I will tell you, I don't think it's a game that you will ever play, because there's a lot of math involved. I was watching it last night, and I went, nope, this is it for John.
So is it a play? Is it a Broadway show? What is it?
It's kind of like an improvisational show. And I actually ended up having the best time. It
really?
Was so funny. Right. The people that were doing it were hilarious. They made up these characters and you got to get involved. They had a QR code you'd scan and go to this website. And so you would vote on things throughout the night. They'd ask for input from people in the audience.
So it's kind of like those old choose your adventure books, but like in real life.
Yes, it's exactly what it was.
So this was your husband's idea?
He never asked to go to anything. And so he's like, hey, because this was Broadway San Diego. And he's like, if Broadway San Diego reaches out, let's go. I really want to go. And I was like, okay.
Producer Jessica is very much involved with Broadway San Diego. Mm-hmm.
They reached out and I was like, oh, I guess I have to go to this. So if you get a babysitter, I think maybe we could do it. Thinking you never go get a babysitter. Yeah. He got a babysitter.
He really wanted to do it.
He really wanted to go. So I was like, you know what? I have to hold up to my promises. Mm-hmm. I said we would go if we got tickets. So we went. And
you had a blast.
We had a blast.
So the lesson learned is maybe listen to the old man once in a while, huh?
Yeah, it was...
Glad you had fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Hashtag date your spouse. What? Where did that come from?
Wow. That's great. I like that one, John.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I can't remember if I was supposed to put my beer down first or not, but here it is now.
Zach Top was so adorable right there at last night's CMAs.
Brilliant. He's got a Coors endorsement.
Yeah, no kidding. I didn't even think about that.
That's the first thing I thought of. Zach Top drank out of a Coors can on stage, brought it up with him as he alluded to. I'm thinking, dude just got himself a big time endorsement.
When you look at the video of that, we'll share it on our social media, you can see him realize, oh crap, I still have the beer in my hand. It turned out great. There was a lot of lovely moments in last night's CMA Awards. First, John and I were very thrilled with the job that Lainey Wilson did. She was fantastic.
I wasn't too crazy about her opening outfit, but who am I to judge? Look how I dress.
My favorite one of hers was the baby blue one. I thought that was the best looking one. She had six different outfits.
Yeah, she looked. I liked that one too. Mm-hmm. But do we agree the first one, she kind of looked like that human candlestick in
the white one?
In Beauty and the Beast?
Oh my God.
Right?
I don't know. It was a look. And she's the host.
Can I also say, as much as I rip on the CMAs, and especially the crappy forced comedy that they try to shove down our throats every year that's just not funny and basically awkward, mm-hmm. I loved the monologue this year because there was no monologue. People were like, finally, mm-hmm. finally, just do what you do best. Show off your musicians. And they did it perfectly. I'm going to give mass props, mm-hmm. and I never do this, mad props to the CMAs for that at least. So are you cool with out with Lainey becoming Entertainer of the Year?
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that.
Me too.
I think it fits just fine.
I mean, Morgan could have gotten it too. Any of those artists could have gotten it, but Lainey had a huge year. I was a little bit disappointed when she won Album of the Year for Whirlwind. She didn't thank us for the album release party that we threw over at Belmont Park. Well, hello. She didn't come down in a helicopter.
She did.
No one else did that for her.
That's true. Next time we chat with her, you'll have to scold her.
I'm going
to
give her a stern talking to. Okay. You're right.
The other thing that nobody knows about, really, and I want to make a mention of it because this is quite an achievement. Musician of the Year, which is never shown on television. Paul Franklin, who's the steel guitar player. He has been nominated 33 times.
And never won?
And never won.
Until last night?
Absolutely.
Wow.
So,
good for him.
Dude, 33 times of being nominated and going...
That does not bode well for us, by the way. We got one CMA nomination. I don't have 38 more years left in me. I don't think.
Oh, I mean, he deserves to be talked about, don't you think?
100%. Good for him, man.
My other favorite part of the night was the Red Clay Strays, who won Group of the Year, taking it away from Old Dominion, who, by the way, had won it 7 times. Their performance was
incredible.
Great. And especially because this song is so needed right now. Look up the lyrics when you get a chance. It's called People Hatin'.
With that performance, I literally said to Sam last night, I cannot wait to jump out and see them at Stagecoach.
They're going
to
be fantastic.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Hey, Rusty and Alpine, what's going down, man?
Hey, John, how are you?
Great. Do me a favor, kick Tammy out of the studio.
Good morning, Tammy. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
All righty. Good luck.
Why does that make me laugh every time? Rusty, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100. All ties go to Tammy, okay, buddy?
Okay, go easy on me. I'm old and I'm a Navy retired sailor.
Well, we thank you for that, man. And just because of that, you won 5 for 5. Let's get Tammy back in. No, I'm just joking. All right, Rusty, Mary Steenburgen actually ate spaghetti with maple syrup during the filming of Elf. In Elf, who played Buddy the Elf?
Buddy the Elf was Will Ferrell.
Sexiest man alive, Jonathan Bailey, took a trip to Sesame Street, so let's play the high-low game. Sesame Street has aired for 48 seasons. Is that too high or is it too low?
That's way too low.
Parody country song was just released called Cold Beer from the There I Ruined It guys. It's a mashup of 50 different country artists singing the phrase cold beer over and over. Who sings this song about beer?
You got a kiss that tastes like honey, and I got a little bit of money.
Keith Urban.
Walton Goggins posed nude for GQ's Man of the Year issue. Walton played tormented Rick Hatchett, a man seeking vengeance for the murder of his father on season 3 of what super popular HBO drama?
No clue.
And finally, the CMAs were held last night. Which country superstar is known for winning CMA Entertainer of the Year in 1989, 1990, and again in 2013?
Toby Keith.
Let's get Tam back in. Rusty, very seriously, I know you've called our show before. We're very appreciative of you and very thankful for your service to our country. Hope you're enjoying your retirement.
Yeah, right. I'm still working.
Oh, well, I hope you get some time for you eventually. You certainly earned it, man.
Oh, I do. We're Thanksgiving trip, Christmas trip, and I take time off whenever the hell I want.
Attaboy. Well, you do that, man. You do you, Rusty. Tammy, Rusty today did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Mary Steenburgen actually ate spaghetti with maple syrup during the filming of Elf. In Elf, who played Buddy the Elf?
Will Ferrell.
That is right. 1-1. Sexiest man alive, Jonathan Bailey, took a trip to Sesame Street, so let's play the high-low game. Sesame Street has aired for 48 seasons. Too high or too low?
I'm going to say that's too low.
Way too low, to quote Rusty. 56 seasons. Love that show.
Mm-hmm. I watched it as a child.
That's great. Aww. I think we all did. Hey, man, I watched it when I was in my 30s with raising my kids. Mm-hmm. It still holds up. All right, to two, a parody country song was just released called Cold Beer. It's a mashup of 50 different country artists singing the phrase cold beer over and over. Tim, who sings this song about
you
beer?
Got kids that taste like honey, and I got a little bit of money.
That's Kip Moore. I love that song.
Kip Moore
so
is
fun.
Right.
It's such a fun song.
Of every country artist in the world, Kip Moore is the life that I want.
Yeah.
I love his lifestyle.
Yeah.
I like his vibe. He doesn't care. He knows he's good. It's enviable, man. Mm-hmm. It's 3-2. Timmy, Walton Goggins posed nude for GQ's Men of the Year issue. Walton played tormented Rick Hatchett, a man seeking vengeance for the murder of his father on season 3 of what super popular HBO show?
God, when you say his name, I don't even know who that is.
You
can't
know
picture.
Him. He's
I know.
Everywhere.
It's one of those people I have to see his
He's especially
face.
Now.
See an HBO vengeance father. I don't know. Dexter. I don't know. I have no idea.
White Lotus. It's now 3-2, Tammy. And finally, the CMAs were held last night. Which country superstar, Tammy, is known for winning CMA Entertainer of the Year? Let's see how you do with this one. Okay. 1989, 1990, and again in 2013. Well, you think about that timeline. You've already won, so there's no pressure.
Yeah, it's too early for Garth because 89 is too early for him to win Entertainer of the Year. So I'm going to go George Strait.
You are 100% correct. Yeah. She's very good. She's very good, Rusty. Today, Tam beats you by a score of 4-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but Tam's going to give you a hug when she sees you, and you also get this great prize.
A pair of tickets to go see Parker McCollum. He'll be at Viejas Arena on June 18th.
That's good. My wife will love that.
She sure yes, will, she will, Rusty. Have a great day. Wonderful holiday vacations. Unfortunately, pal, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I am Rusty in Alpine, and I seriously funked out of Terry's Column Hollywood Knowledge.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Question, how many Christmas trees are too many Christmas trees? Meteorologist and good friend Jody Kodesh says, ha, there's no such thing.
Jody, how many Christmas trees do you have?
I have right now in my house probably 6, I believe 7. But the reason you're asking me is because I posted this video online where I went and I bought 7 more trees.
So Jody, hang on. Does that mean you've got a total of 14 trees in your home?
I had 14, except for I had to take 6 back. And this is where the conundrum falls. So I went and bought 7 trees. my husband was on board and said, let's do it. We wanted to make our living room look like a forest, like a fresh snow fallen forest. And so we went out and we bought 7 more trees. But when we brought them home and we unboxed the first one, we realized that the lighting on it was extremely cold, like blue. So it totally clashed with the other trees. It didn't look beautiful. And it wasn't a mistake. It was all of them. So we had to take them all back. I kept one. So I got to get 6 more trees and decorate it and make it look pretty for everybody else.
I hate to ask a personal question, but how big is your living room? I mean, 14 trees.
We have a pretty big living room, but that's the only thing that's big. Just the living room is really big.
It's not like there's miles of space between it. You want it to feel like a forest.
I want it to feel like a forest. It's kind of my thing. It's just what I wanted. I wanted to be able to sit and watch a family movie surrounded by Christmas trees, right?
Oh, how that's pretty. So cute.
It's Jody,
so cute.
You are.
And I love the fact that the light was off. That is, I relate to this because this is so my husband. He'd be like, yeah, that's, you know, that's a white light, not a yellow light, and it's not going to work together. He notices it every time.
Oh, I'm exactly the same. So all of the lights in my living room are warm lights, and these were not only just cold lights, cool lights, they were borderline blue, so it looked really bad. And I had to look my husband in the eyes and say, can we please take these 7 trees back? Do you know what it took to load those?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Joe, you're kind of a maniac. in the nicest possible way.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, Sam, this is crazy. I'm with the only Jewish woman that's obsessed with Christmas trees.
Okay.
And she,
I'm sure there's more.
I'm sure you're right.
Yes.
We have a real tree. We've got her, and this is a problem with me, we got a white tree.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a tree up in our office. Uh-huh. We're going to have a tree. She wants a tree in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. Look at you. Yeah.
It's a requisite. Yeah.
And she wants to watch Hallmark, horrible Hallmark Christmas movies surrounded by our Christmas tree. So, Jody, you're not alone.
When am I getting coffee with your girlfriend? She sounds cool.
See?
Oh, my God.
I think
I think she would actually love that. She's new in town. She needs all the friends she can get. Plus, she lives with me.
I love it.
She wants the hell out of the house like nobody's business.
Oh, my God. Well, Jody, we're really looking forward to seeing the outcome of this, and good luck. And you know what? Give your husband a hug for me because he's got a lot of humping trees to do.
What?
Yes,
you know,
he does.
Humping them out and loading them, John. Not. Oh, my God.
Hump away, Jody. God bless you. There's still fire in the furnace. I love it.
Thank you, Jody.
I love it. Okay, thank you.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.